This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So once a person is brought to ingratitude, the way shaitan was brought to ingratitude, or the way shaitan became ungrateful, there are certain characteristics, there are certain things that those people start to exhibit, the way that shaitan exhibited. So for example, we find a tabdhir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a sense of extravagance. And if you realize, ungrateful people, one of the trends of ungrateful people, or one of the dominating traits of ungrateful people, is that they're wasteful. Right? They're excessive. They don't really care much for the small things in life, or for being careful with the blessings that have already been given to them. You know, if you go to a Ramadan iftar in a developed country, and most of our masajid, right, you find people will take a few bites of food and they have no issue whatsoever throwing away those plates. And that's a trait of ingratitude. Okay? That's a trait of ingratitude. You're not recognizing the blessing of that food. Okay, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ, that people that are excessive in their wastefulness are the brothers of shaitan, are the family members of shaitan. Now I know you've probably listened to other explanations of this, but you know, pay very close attention, inshallah ta'ala, to the distinction that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving to these people. Okay, this title in particular. Now, the Prophet ﷺ, he condemned wastefulness in everything. And again, ingratitude leads to wastefulness. Okay, he condemned it in regards to our, you know, the way that we dress ourselves. He condemned it in, and that doesn't mean that he didn't dress nice, because even the Prophet ﷺ would like to dress nice. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ, take your good clothes to the masjid, you know, your good appearance. It doesn't mean that it's not okay to spend on cologne and perfume and so on and so forth. But the Prophet ﷺ, you know, he condemned wastefulness in regards to our accessories and to our clothes and to those types of things. He condemned wastefulness and he condemned being excessive with our food. Okay, we are a people, as the Prophet ﷺ taught us, that don't eat until we're hungry. And when we eat, we don't fill our stomachs. So the Prophet ﷺ condemned a shabar, a person filling his stomach all the way, eating to his fill. Aisha radiallahu anha, she says that the first bid'ah in Islam, أول بدعه حدثت في الإسلام بعد موت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the first innovation in Islam after the death of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was a shabar, was people eating to their fill. She said the Sahaba never used to eat to their fill, but now people eat to their fill. That's not something that we see from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. So he condemned that type of wastefulness. He even condemned wastefulness, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in regards to matters of worship, ibadah. So he said, when you do wudu, when you wash yourself for prayer, when you do your ablution, he said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do not use more water than you need. And he said, even if you have a flowing river in front of you, you still should not be excessive with the water that you use for your wudu. Subhanallah, you know, I was just in Hajj, and in Hajj, we're forced to, in certain places, make wudu with a water bottle. And you'd be surprised that sometimes with one water bottle, two people could actually make wudu. If you're paying attention, two people could actually make wudu. But we run the sink at full, we'll take a break, we'll take a phone call and still leave the sink running. That's excessiveness. That's ingratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessing of water that's been given to you. So if that's in regards to worship, then what about other things? So Allah mentions different categories of wastefulness and excessiveness in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about al-israf. And I want you to pay very close attention to this, because Allah mentions israf in verb form and in noun form, al-musrifin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about this level of wastefulness. Now, al-israf is wastefulness in things that are halal for us in their nature, but we are extravagant with those things. The definition from one of the great tabi'een, يَحِلُّ لَنَا فِعْلُ وَلَكِن نُصْرِفُ فِي فِعْلِهِ, يَحِلُّ لَنَا فِعْلُ وَلَكِن نُصْرِفُ فِي فِعْلِهِ, which means that doing that action or whatever it is that's in front of us, that's halal in and of itself, okay? But we become extravagant within that action. What's the evidence for that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُصْرِفُوا, eat and drink, but do not be extravagant. Eating and drinking is halal, right? Doing wudu is halal. Okay, it's necessary, it's required, it's part of our ibadah and so on and so forth. But don't do israf. Don't be extravagant with those things. Don't be wasteful with those types of things. Now, there is another level of extravagance, okay? And that's beyond al-israf, and that's at-tabdhir. And at-tabdhir is when the action itself is haram and fasad anyway. And that's what the majority of the companions and the tabi'in held, that that's the meaning of tabdhir, that its performance is haram in and of itself. So you're spending on something haram excessively, okay, with extravagance. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ, that those who are constantly, okay, because mubadhirin means someone constantly in a state of tabdhir, those who are constantly spending on haram and being extravagant and spending on haram are the brothers of the shaitan. Now, what is the meaning of brother or sister in this context? There are three different effects in the Arabic language that the scholars mention. One of them is al-mulazim ghayr al-mufariq, which means that he constantly is with that person. He never leaves that person. Okay? So that person never leaves the shaitan. That's one way of looking at it. And that's what the majority of scholars said this means. Okay? Because in the Arabic language, the way that the Arabs speak, if someone travels a lot, they say akhu safar. Okay? The brother of travel. If someone is constantly seen in a classroom, they say akhu al-ilm. That this is the brother of knowledge. Maryam alayhi salam was referred to in a condescending manner, ya ukhta Harun. They were mocking her. They said, oh, sister of Harun. Okay? Because she resembles Harun alayhi salam in her worship. Or, you know, they were saying that you claim to be like Harun, someone that worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you've fallen like Harun. So that's the second definition then, is ashabah, which is resemblance. That you resemble, okay, someone to a point that you're called the brother or the sister of that person. And this is also true, because you are resembling shaitan in this regard, because the blessings that have been given to shaitan, he uses them against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? He uses them to guide people away, to lead people astray, and take them away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third one is an-naf', which is to benefit, okay? To benefit one another, all right? And how do you benefit shaitan when you spend on haram? You keep, you know, from a marketing perspective and from a business perspective, you keep that haram going, all right? You are fueling that haram, all right? So that's one way. You're also giving shaitan confidence. So when you spend on haram, you're helping that industry flourish, okay? So if you're buying drugs, you're helping that drug industry, of course, haram drugs, and let's not get into that right now, but you're helping that industry flourish. If you're consuming pornography, you're helping the pornography industry flourish. So you're actually supporting the shaitan. You're actually a wali of shaitan in that regard. And, you know, at the same time, you're giving shaitan a level of confidence and strength, all right? Because you're showing him that he can indeed lead people astray and that you will do the work that he's doing for him, okay? So you're also benefiting the shaitan. So subhanAllah, all of the three different meanings of brotherhood that are mentioned in the Arabic language with akh apply to this ayah, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. The one who spends extravagantly upon haram is like a brother or a sister to shaitan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from being from the followers of shaitan, or to protect us from being from the family of shaitan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instead to make us from al-qaleel, to make us from the few.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I hope you enjoyed and benefited from this video. If you did, then please do share it. And if you'd like to follow the rest of the series, then please do click on the top box. And if you'd like to see all of the other episodes and the other videos we have to offer, then please click on the box under that. And don't forget to subscribe to the channel for more amazing content.